Chapter 8, Obamacorn, a community of organized racketeers nationwide. Donna Hanks gathered friends in front of her foreclosed house in Baltimore to bemoan the ravages of the subprime crisis. Greedy lenders hiked her mortgage payments by $300 in 1 month, the despondent hotel restaurant worker told a local reporter for WJZ-TV. The bank refused to work with her, she explained, and cruelly kicked her to the curb. She was exactly the kind of downtrodden victim Barack Obama had promised to help if elected. One of Hanks's friends, Louis Beverly, stood beside her on the porch. Beverly sported a distinctive acorn patch on his shirt and wielded a pair of red-handled bolt cutters in his hands. With cameras rolling, Beverly used the tool to break a padlock on the front door. He then used his body as a battering ram to bust the door open and boldly declared, "This is our house now." Hanks and her friends, many wearing identical t-shirts declaring a foreclosure-free zone and advertising a hotline number, streamed into the home. The cameras followed. Hanks wistfully toured her old residence, lashed out at the bank for a few more minutes, and then put her own lock on the door to cap off the reclamation. Bertha Lewis, the national president of ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, praised Hanks for taking action to liberate her home from the bank. Louis Beverly, ACORN's chief Baltimore housing activist, called it a civil disobedience and the right thing to do. The Baltimore police called it fourth-degree burglary and charged both Beverly and Hanks with criminal trespassing. President Obama, the community organizer-in-chief, who cut his teeth as a street activist working with ACORN and its inextricably linked SEIU allies in Chicago, made no public comment. But the left's ground troops know exactly where their comrade in the White House stands. As Obama reminded ACORN leaders after its Political Action Committee endorsed his presidential candidacy in February 2008. "I came out of a grassroots organizing background. That's what I did for 3.5 years before I went to law school. That's the reason I moved to Chicago, was to organize. So this is something that I know personally, the work you do. I've been fighting alongside ACORN on issues you care about my entire career. Even before I was an elected official, when I ran Project Vote voter registration drive in Illinois, ACORN was smack dab in the middle of it, and we appreciate your work." The Baltimore home invasion was part of ACORN's aggressive pressure campaign for a nationwide foreclosure moratorium. Just happened to coincide with the White House launch of massive new government interventions in the housing market unveiled in February 2009. "This was a cunning public relations stunt, complete with ACORN banners and apparel to intimidate lenders and recruit new members." The protesters' t-shirts blared 1-866-67-ACORN.